Okay. This is the time and place for a status conference that I scheduled at the request of Rangan. I think the status conference was requested because of some operational anomalies or happenings with respect to the Magic Springs pipeline that delivers water from Magic Springs to Rangan. And so let's identify who's here today. This is Gary Spackman. And then let's go in a clockwise direction, Robin.
Robin Brody for Rangan.
Kimmy Blades for IDWR.
Kimmy White, IDWR.
And then on the phone, Randy.
Joy Kitchen with Rangan.
Thanks, Joy. Others? Randy, I think you're on. I heard you sound off.
Yes, Randy by John. Okay. I'm on behalf of Mount Water District.
Anybody else? Okay, you're not expecting any other participants, Robin?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, Robin, why don't I let you lead since Rangan requested the status conference?
Sure. So I tried to lay out in the status conference request what the grounds were and really what we wanted to talk about. The first item on the list is about the pipeline data logging. IGWA provided us with a couple of memoranda from SPF that relate to the term zero flow events at the Rangan facility. And one thing that we noticed in the second SPF memo is that they indicated that flow data is not being logged electronically, it's being logged manually. And so one of our first questions is we'd like to understand why that is and what efforts are being made to get that put into an electronic format so that it's happening all the time. And I don't know, Director, if you want me to just bring these issues up one at a time or present them all or, you know.
Well, if they relate to each other, and I assume they do.
All right.
Why don't you just work through them?
Okay. The next issue that we have is notification of Rangan when there's a zero flow event. What we learned from the June 29th issue is that the alarm system didn't work, and there's an explanation in those memoranda as to why the alarm didn't work. Rangan happened to notice that event. Their workers were at the facility and they saw that there was no water. And my understanding is that that's actually what gave notice to the groundwater pumpers was Rangan reaching out to them to let them know that there was no water flowing. As part of that process, we asked a lot of questions about what's been happening with the pipeline, and we learned that there was another zero flow event in May that Rangan was not notified about. We had no idea it had occurred. We were never given information related to it at all. It happened in the early hours of the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and so there was no one on site to actually see that the flow of water had stopped. And so we want to make sure that when there's an interruption in the flow at the Rangan facility that we know about it. One of the difficult things with the fish rearing process, for example, is those fish deaths might not manifest themselves immediately. Rangan might not even realize there has been a problem related to the flow, like as evidenced by that May zero flow event. And so we need to know when there's an event, and we feel like there's got to be some kind of protocol in place that we get notified. To that end, there's also apparently been discussions between the pump company, SPF, and Idaho Power Company related to the power reliability out there at the facility. And we had talked to the groundwater pumpers about actually getting involved in some of those discussions so we understand what's what's going on and what the issues were. And I understand that they've got concerns about us trying to micromanage the process or their pump station and all that, but we've got to try to balance that with Rand's concern to understand what's going on and to know what is the problem and what's being done about it. And I understand from the second SPF memo that, in fact, Idaho Power was undertaking some investigation. We'd like to know what's happening and like I said, be given the chance to participate if we think that that's something that Rendon wants to do, depending upon what the issues are. But right now, we don't really understand what the issues are out there at that facility. Going along with this notification issue, one thing we'd like to see happen is we'd like the groundwater pumpers to put a flow meter on Rendon's end with some kind of alarm system so that we've got another layer of protection in that water source. So anyway, that's what's on our mind, and we're hoping that this status conference can at least get some exchange of information and maybe lay out a little bit about what the expectations are in terms of communication and to what extent Rendon has the ability to participate in what's happening out there.
Randy?
Well, I'm not totally up to speed on maybe some of the details and communication that's gone on with Robin and TJ, and I know some of the groundwater district folks have had communications, I think, with Joy and others on the ground there at Rangan, so I don't know all of that. And frankly, I'm not totally sure what the problem is. The pump's been operating since February and delivering water on a continuous basis to Rangan. We fully complied with all of the orders. There's insurance in place. There's an alarm system if there were a power outage. There's a backup generator to trigger if there's a failure, and everything has been working. I think that the status conference did indicate that there were two events back in one in May and one in June when there was a power issue when the generator didn't kick on immediately, and that was soon we learned of that. We had it addressed by SPF and PPS, Precision Pump Systems, I believe it is, that installed all the equipment, and there was something that didn't work, and it's all been fixed and repaired, and we supplied Rangan with both memos from SPF on that, and they're attached to their petition, and it is what it is. Since that time, there have been no outages. Water is being delivered. It's being measured. The measuring devices that are there are in compliance, as I understand it, with the mitigation plan and the order approving it. And we've had no questions raised by the water master. The loads are being recorded. They've been recorded, and the water master has the records and they're available to bank. And so I guess we're not sure what the problem is with the measuring issue. That's issue one that was in their request for relief. As far as issue two, the measuring devices, I can't comment on that. Being measured, being reported to the water master. I don't know of any problem. If Rangan wants to add some additional measuring devices on their end, I guess that's their choice. We measure what goes into the pipe, it's delivered to them, and they have some reason to question that. I guess they can always put their own measuring device in. That's kind of their business to do what they want on their property. We weren't required to as a part of the order, and I recognize they didn't like the approval of the plan. They don't like the project, but it was appealed to the district court. The district court's affirmed it, and they've appealed to the Supreme Court, so if the Supreme Court changes something, I guess we'll apply with it. But until then, we're just doing what we're told to do. The third issue that they raised was notifications of disruptions. Well, they were notified at some point of the two disruptions that were power-related on May 27th and June 29th, and we provided, as I indicated, the SPF reports on those, and problem has been fixed and water's been delivered. And there's been no shutdown since. I don't know what else to say about that. I can comment on the fourth question they raised about reliability is we did have SPF and Precision Pump contact idle power to see what's going on with the quality of the power. Is there something on idle power's end? And idle power said not. They have normal weather-related issues on their system everywhere, and I think they said one was caught perhaps by a bird on a line, but nothing abnormal there. We did ask SPF and Precision to take a look at the equipment on our end, that if there's going to be some voltage sags, is it possible to some equipment that we should be installing on that? And they did determine that what might help and minimize any faults that would cause, it would be voltage sag related, that would cause the backup system, the generator, to kick on. They recommended some improvements that was involved some equipment that cost of about, I think, $17,000 and it was two items. They recommended that we install what are called line reactors ahead of each drive, and the vital power explained it, as I understand it, the line reactor just helps to smooth out the supply voltage waveforms and suppress any surges that happen if vital power happens to have some kind of an event on their system, weather related or otherwise. And the second one was to install a power quality meter and data logger so that you can continuously monitor the incoming power quality at the pump station side. And this power quality data meter will provide some information in the future, so if there is some kind of a problem that's power related, we're better able to troubleshoot it. So that was something they recommended, and the districts just took that up at their regular board meeting last week and authorized the SPF and PPS to go ahead and install that additional equipment. So the equipment is in the process of being installed. It would be the two items. This it's called, I don't know, all the technical stuff. It's basically a line reactor ahead of each drive is being installed, and the power quality meter data logger is being installed, and the PPS will do that. I think their estimate on that, I was told, would approve the $17,205. So that's what it is. I mean, we, as far as I know, we've been fully cooperative and will continue to be with Rangan on providing information, but at some point, as Rob indicated, we don't want to be micromanaged, and this shouldn't be an ongoing new discovery process. The case is done and over. We've done what we're required to do. Water has been delivered continuously, other than these minor glitches that happened earlier in the year, which I suppose is not entirely unusual when you have a bunch of new equipment in there. It's not a problem. Been running and delivering water continuously since July without any problems. And that's what we have a backup generator for, is a backup generator. If there were to be a problem with power, it will kick on. It didn't on those two occasions, but it's been fixed and will go forward. And both of them failed, the insurance in place, and it was a minor fish loss, I understand, and we just took care of it. Without even an insurance claim, as far as I understand. I wasn't involved in the specifics of that handled by TJ, not available. But that's about all I can say. We're cooperating, communicating, doing what needs to be done, and we've got some new equipment, and with some new equipment that's going to smooth some of the voltage, the likelihood of the power related. All the kicks on the generator will be reduced, and we'll be able to monitor the quality of the power coming in with the meter data log, and if there's some problems there with idle power, we'll be able to address it. But so far, idle power said there's nothing.
It's, this process is difficult when you, when the basic take is, well, the plan's been approved, the pipeline's been approved, we're doing every, you know, we're complying, and so therefore, that's the end, and you know, we're doing what's required on our end. And it's difficult from Reagan's perspective to realize that on June 29th, they had the water stopped flowing for 12 hours. The backup system didn't work. The only reason there wasn't a complete fish loss is because, luckily, they had 2 days before moved the fish to the CTR racers. Otherwise, every one of those fish would have been dead in that 12-hour period had they been in any other part of the facility. It's discouraging to get a memorandum and to learn that not only was there this event, but there was another event, and we weren't told about it. And we're not being told if there are operational problems with the pipeline. And it directly affects the facility. We haven't been told that new equipment is going to be installed. We haven't been told about what Idaho Power has found, because if you look at the second SPF memorandum, Idaho Power did put a data blocker on there. There were issues, but we're not given any of this information, and the attitude is basically, well, you know, it's our pipeline, and this isn't an opportunity for discovery, and we're going to do as we see fit. And I guess it's frustrating to just have the attitude be, well, the plan's in place, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you want something on your end that'll give you an alarm if that water goes off, hey, that's your problem. That's your money. You know? And it's very discouraging. It's very frustrating. And we want the director to do something about it, to allow us to participate in these matters, to allow us to find out what Idaho Power's got to say, to know when they're going to make changes to the system so that we understand what's happening and can evaluate all of those factors into our operations out there. You know, we've got an Idaho Power contract that depends on our ability to deliver fish. And I'll tell you, with the fish loss that's taking place, Reagan is very concerned about its ability to deliver those fish, that it's going to have sufficient quantities. And so it is... You're right, Randy, there wasn't a catastrophic fish loss, but, I mean, the issues that are outlined in SPF's memorandum concern Reagan greatly. And then the idea that we're not allowed to ask questions, we're not allowed to participate, not allowed to have, you know, they're not willing to put an alarm on our end, you know, those are the things that are discouraging.
Well, I could respond to a couple of those. We notified you when I didn't find out until the status conference was today. We just got a report from the engineers last week that they advised at the HICWA meeting that there's some equipment you could install that I described, and told the district, well, we would recommend you do so you can monitor water quality or power quality, and if there are some flow voltage sags that have occurred, this equipment will help smooth it out. And we provided the reports to Reagan. We got them. Well, hired engineers, paid for the written reports. We delivered them to you. You were notified that the falls problem had been fixed. To suggest that we're not allowing you to communicate with Idaho Power is nonsense. You're welcome. Contact Idaho Power all you want. We've done all we can do to our engineers to work with Idaho Power. They find the problem, identify it, fix it, and our engineers suggested some additional equipment. We've approved the payment of it, we've installed it. If you, Reagan, wants to go, Reagan, you want to go have a visit with Idaho Power about water power quality issues, have at it. You're more than welcome.
Well, look, Randy, we asked.
What are we supposed to do?
We asked for that. We asked for just give us your communications with Idaho Power so we can understand what's going on. And the answer was no. We're not going to be micromanaged.
We are. We have our engineers to call Idaho Power, talk to them about it, find out what's going on. I don't know if they kept notes or not. I mean, want to go take Bob Hargrove deposition, Idle Powers. Now, that this kind of seems nonsense. We're trying to be cooperative. We've gone out and gotten engineering reports. We identified the problems. We shared the reports with you. Water is being delivered. There hasn't been one time that it's not been delivered. The pump and backup system are working perfectly. We don't have somebody sitting there all the time locking it. We measured, we poured pump and delivered the water. We made arrangements with one of the Magic Springs employees at CPAC that checks it on a regular basis, so it's being maintained, it's being, it's operating. I just don't know what the problem is. I know you like to, you know, just like more rain and whining. I don't mean to sound condescending, but what more can we do? We're delivering water to you. We're doing everything we've been asked and told to do. We're doing more. The question came up. We've had our engineers check it out with Vital Power. And they didn't show them. And they said, there's some welding sags. We're going to put a meter on to be able to identify it. Backup pump is working perfectly. There's never been a time water not been delivered.
That's not true.
Ranger wants something since the September, June 29th outage. Well, there were two short problems, one that we've discussed. They both been fixed and rectified. Everything's working perfectly. Backup generator's in place. There's a fault that will kick on and deliver water. It didn't the first time. That explained why, but the engineers went down and worked with precision pump and it got fixed. So I just don't know what else to do to satisfy. I would welcome you to contact Idle Power, and if you don't like what you've seen in the report regarding the electrical issues, you're more than welcome to contact Idle Power and make whatever inquiries you want. Idle Power has not recommended that we do anything. They said there's not a problem other than normal operations that cause molding sags at times when they have weather issues or bird issue. That's why we have a backup generator and it is functioning. Water's delivered. Will continue to be delivered. So I just don't know what else to do, frankly.
Let me step into this.
Did ask him, as I mentioned, we're putting another $17,000 worth of equipment on it. That's on our end.
Let me just.
Ranger wants to take over the operation, maintenance, and changing oil in our equipment, and just have out. We can arrange for you to be the one that can operate and maintain it. On a contract with us for that, we'll certainly consider that.
Randy, this is Gary. Let me step into the discussion. And I haven't read all the documents carefully. I have looked at the request, the letter request for information dated July 16th. TJ's response. And I'm sorry, TJ's not here. Randy, I tell him directly. I'm a little concerned as I read it that the response is, as Robin has stated, as you might imagine, they are not keen on having Rangan micromanage their project. Nor do we believe the districts have an obligation to provide Rangan with whatever information it demands. And it seems to me to be a rather curt response to a request for information and a rather stinging one. I don't view the request as being overly intrusive or difficult to respond to. And so I guess as I look at what's happening there, and the other piece of information I want float out is, as I read Judge Wildman's decisions, Judge Wildman has said that the director maintains jurisdiction over these mitigation plans, and that I'm to administer those plans, and if there are changing circumstances, I'm to adjust the plans so that those circumstances are addressed. And there have been, at least based on the information, nobody's contesting, there have been two failures. And those failures have not resulted in notice to Rangan, and apparently the system has malfunctioned. So I guess my take is, even though there's an insurance policy in place, that's to me a last stopgap measure. And there ought to be, if there are continuing problems, there ought to be stopgap measures that are implemented and additional assurances that the water will be delivered. So at least right now. Randy, I want your folks to fully respond to these inquiries for information. I don't view them as intrusive. I don't view them as micromanagement. And if your folks want to be resistive to it, then I'll have to reinsert myself into this and say that Rangan is entitled to notice both of what's happening, but also notice when there's a failure. And apparently, not only was there a failure of the system itself, but the mechanism whereby the failure is to be, that people are to be addressed of the failure or notified of it, so that somebody can do something. So maybe we got to go beyond an alarm system and start talking about some sort of telephonic or electronic notification when these things happen. So it goes out to people, whether it's, and those kinds of systems are available for security people to show up or be there or whatever. And maybe an audible alarm is not sufficient. I'm not sure it is, given the trouble we've had. So at least at the end of this status conference, I expect, Randy, that the groundwater users should respond to these particular inquiries and continue to do so. And if you think they're too intrusive, bring them back. But I don't think TJ's response is a proper response for the kind of communication that ought to be happening between the entities. And furthermore, if there's any whisper of a delivery problem, I will re-inject myself into this and will impose a new layer of assurances, structural assurances, that the water will be delivered, because that's my responsibility. And the insurance policy isn't something to take care of multiple failures to deliver water. That was not its intent. So that's where I'm at. So I guess I want to give the parties one more opportunity to make this work. But I won't hesitate to reinsert and re-inject myself into this mitigation plan and require additional assurances to Rangan that the water will be delivered and that it's a continuous delivery.
Well, let me understand. I certainly don't have any question or concern about Vector's team jurisdiction over the mitigation plan. My understanding was that Rangan was given notice of both of these events and was provided the engineering reports, two different ones, on how they were addressed. So I'm not clear what it is that if Rangan is asking for some new notification system that is immediate, we're happy to take a look into that. But we have no problem notifying him if there's a failure to deliver water. And I guess I assume that they're operating a hatchery, but they can pretty well observe if water was not coming out of the pipe. But we need to look at some kind of...
That's not their job, Randy. I don't think that's their job. I don't think that's their job. I think that's your job. I think that's IGWA's responsibility under the mitigation plan.
Well, and I'll just be frank, from reading the... Randy, we didn't get notice of the May failure until July. And it was in an SPF memorandum. It took place at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the alarms didn't go off. And they didn't notify anyone.
So
I guess the SPF memorandum...
You have to clarify what it is. So you're wanting... If you're wanting some type of an alarm system that gives immediate notice to Rangan, we can check and see how that can work. That should not be any problem.
Yeah,
well, but there's what you. I just need to understand what it is that you're asking for. If you want, but if there's a failure to deliver water, you want it and get notice to come out of pump goes down, but the water not flowing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's two things. One is we'd like a device on our end. Yes, that would tell us if there's a non-delivery of water, and we'd like some kind of alarm that came to us. Yes, but the other thing is beyond that. See, this was an incident in May where there was no alarm, okay? And nobody told us about it. So we had no flow of water, and we didn't know. And we didn't know about it for months. And that's a gripe. And so I guess our position is...
We'll check with SPF on what kind of an immediate notice can be given to Angan and find out how that can be accomplished and share with you their options and recommendations. And that certainly is reasonable. I don't have any problem with that. But installing a second major device, I'm not inclined to go do something that duplicates something that's already working. If the flow is not being delivered and we have a way to notify of that immediately, we can get that accomplished. I don't see a problem. But the major device we have is there. It's being measured. It's being reported. If water master is satisfied with it, those reports are available.
But why isn't...
I don't know what to do on your idle power issue. If you want to contact idle power, I'd love to hear them talk to idle power.
I don't understand on the data issue. I don't understand why it's not being done electronically. That's what I don't get. I don't get what the impediment is.
This is Gary again, and Robin, I don't feel that strongly about the electronic data gathering, and I don't understand what it is you want. Do you want a telemetry system put in place so that it's automatically transmitted and posted somewhere? Or, I mean, is there a data logger there that is gathering the data on a regular basis? I don't, and then being downloaded? I don't know what it is that you're seeking. Or is it just a manual reading? That
my understanding is that they're taking manual readings. And I just didn't understand why. You know, what the impediment is to some type of logger. Because we asked, one of the requests that we asked was give us the flow records and the daily flow records. And we were told, no, we don't have those. They're taken manually once a week or perhaps more periodically than that, but we don't have them. And so my question was just simply, why is that? What's the barrier that we can't have that kind of instant data available on this system?
What I want to do right now, rather than issuing an order, I want the parties to talk about, and I guess I'll even leave the about out of it. I want the parties to talk, and I want that communication to be very open. And Randy, I want to impress upon IGWA and the junior groundwater users that they have an obligation to continuously deliver that water. And there ought to be some transparency about that delivery. And there ought to be significant transparency about problems that are occurring. And there ought to be a mechanism in place so that any notice of failure or any failure is directly communicated immediately in some fashion. And I'm not sure the alarm system is adequate from my perspective, but if that's what the parties feel is adequate, that's fine. But if there's still disagreement, I'm willing to inject myself back into this and issue an order that modifies the mitigation plan to address these issues. I'm not ready to do that today. But I want the parties to keep me apprised about those communications. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine with us. Okay. I'll wait until we get a hold of SPF and find out what the communication system is now and how can that be automated to notify Rangan in the event there's a flow interruption. And I will find out. I understood that there was a ongoing data logger on site and all the flow records were being maintained, but I guess I was of the impression that was resolved a long, long time ago when we were quantifying the mitigation obligation, how that gets adjusted monthly, and I just was not aware that there was any problem with that until we got to the hearing today and Robin described, they think there's some problem with the measuring. So that's new information to us.
Yeah, I can't imagine that the expense of a data logger out there is more than a... if the measuring device is already in place, employing a data logger and attaching it to the measuring device has got to cost somewhere in the range of $500 to $2,000. And it's probably less than, it's probably on the low end of that. We have them employed all over the place. They just go in and download the data onto a card or something and pull it out. And then it can be easily posted for everybody to look at. It seems to me that the transparency in water measurement solves more problems than anything else in all of the water management that we do. People understand and can read, and they know what other people are doing. I've seen it out of Mark Gibbs on the Last Chance system in the Bear River. He just says, I can get on and look, and I know what everybody's doing at any moment in time. But anyway, I don't need to talk about it anymore. I encourage the parties to communicate. I don't want to issue an order right now, but I'm poised, ready to issue another one if the problems persist. And that's just not failure. I don't like to see the exchanges where there's acrimony, and I know there's a lot of history in this, but you've got to get past that, at least manage the water so that it's reliable, or we'll encourage more of that acrimonious relationship in the future. We don't need it. So thanks, everybody. Sorry I got on my soapbox.
I know we have something from that just came in, but FBF made this presentation to the board last week on the equipment. I think they had some information that was provided. I just not able to find that electronically in the directory, but we can certainly share that. And I just had one question for you, Robin. Maybe I should have called you ahead of time, but I was expecting to cover this till about 15 minutes ago or before when TJ had a conflict. But I would have thought most of these things that you had, I understood you had an ongoing discussion with TJ and working through these things. I'm surprised to see all of these things on the status conference without some communication with you back and forth about it.
I did communicate.
Right, it came to the level of having to bring this before the director, feel that there's not communication on our end there. What's the problem?
Well, I got a letter back that said, thanks for your inquiry, and we're not going to give it to you. We're not keen on being micromanaged. And here's your SPF memo. And that's
about your desire to have, you talked to TJ about your desire to have an immediate alarm system. I don't see that as being unreasonable, but I don't see anything in our file notes or anything to suggest you've made a call and said, can we get some kind of alarm that will give us notice of failures? Am I missing something?
Randy, we can have this
conversation. Look both ways. If there's a communication problem on our part, I'll certainly address it. But looks to me like, and I don't see anything in here suggesting that you or Joy or somebody picked up the phone and said, can you put an alarm system in that we know immediately if there's a flow interruption? Until I see your petition, so.
Yeah, I got the message loud and clear. I got TJ's memo.
Well, I hope everybody will pick up
the phone. Well, I'll assure you, I'll call SPF immediately and have them advise what's available, and I'll see if I can identify the information on the equipment that's in the process of being installed. I just apologize, I don't have it where I can locate where it is in our system on the end.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Randy. Have a good one.
Thank you, Director. Thanks, ladies.
Good to see you.